15. 장문의 이해 전략 적용 기출 1
1-2 Industrial capitalism not only created work, it also created leisure, in the modern sense of the term. This might seem surprising, for the early cotton masters wanted to keep their machinery running as long as possible, and forced their employees to work very long hours. However, by requiring continuous work during work hours and ruling out non-work activity, employers had separated out leisure from work. Some did this quite explicitly by creating distinct holiday periods. When factories were shut down, because it was better to do this than have work disrupted by the casual taking of days off, leisure as a distinct non-work time, whether in the form of the holiday, weekend, or evening, was a result of the disciplined and bounded work time created by capitalist production. Workers then wanted more leisure, and leisure time was enlarged by union campaigns, which first started in the cotton industry, and eventually new laws were passed that limited the hours of work and gave workers holiday entitlements. Leisure was also the creation of capitalism in another sense, through the commercialization of leisure. This no longer meant participation in traditional sports and pastimes. Workers began to pay for leisure activities organized by capitalist enterprises. Mass travel to spectator sports, especially football and horse racing, where people could be charged for entry, was now possible. The importance of this can hardly be exaggerated, for whole new industries were emerging to exploit and develop the leisure market, which was to become a huge source of consumer demand, employment, and profit.
One
to two. If you want control, your manner, appearance, speech, and writing should all work in tandem. Don't tell us what you're going to try to do. Do it. Don't stand to the side looking contemplative. Command space. Be confident and act the part. The most famous experimental studies on the subject of obedience to authority were those conducted by Stanley Milgram, who used a shock generator with a panel of 30 switches supposedly controlling electric shocks from 15 to 450 volts. The volunteers were taken into a room and told that they were part of an experiment on teaching learners. Each time a learner strapped to a chair in the next room gave a wrong answer, the volunteer was supposed to administer a shock. With each learner error, the volunteer was supposed to increase the voltage. No matter how loud the screaming and the pleading of the learners were next door, the volunteers were told to continue to administer the shocks. The idea was to see how long these volunteers would continue to administer what they thought were painful or even dangerous shocks when told to do so by an authority figure, a doctor in a lab coat in charge of scientific research. The results, although they were physically free to leave the room and quit the experiment, 65% of the volunteers were obedient to the end, giving screaming learners the maximum of 450 volts. Such is the power of our ingrained social pressure to obey authority. If you act like an authority figure, people will generally comply.
3-4 Each time I hear someone say, "Do the math," I grit my teeth. The phrase reinforces how little awareness there is about the breadth of the subject. It's like saying, "Do the lit," as an exhortation to spell correctly. Mathematics is about ideas that inform our existence, that permeate our universe and beyond, that can surprise and enthrall us. Despite what most people suppose, many profound mathematical ideas don't require advanced skills to appreciate. One can develop a good understanding of the power and elegance of calculus say, without actually being able to use it to solve scientific or engineering problems. Think of it this way. You can appreciate art without acquiring the ability to paint or enjoy a symphony without being able to read music. Math also deserves to be enjoyed for its own sake without being constantly subjected to the question, when will I use this? Sadly, few avenues exist in our society to expose us to mathematical beauty. In schools, the opportunity to immerse students in interesting mathematical ideas is usually given up to make more time for testing and arithmetic drills. The subject rarely appears in the news media or the cultural arena. Often, when math shows up in a novel or a movie, I am reminded of Chekhov's famous remark, "Make sure the mathematician goes crazy if you put one in." Hanging thickly over everything is the gloom of math anxiety.